Welcome back. This is the Things Not Seen radio program. I am Anti, your host. Good evening. Now 9 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States of America. I'll be here till 11 o'clock. I'm Anti, your host. Thanks for joining me. Please give me a call if you like. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. Things Not Seen is your window to the great unknown or the great known. That's my goal here, is to entertain, enlighten, and maybe make you chuckle, make you think, bring you the what's on my mind, which is highly unpredictable at any given moment. So please feel free to join me through the phone, as I said, or we have a chat room here. Go to conservativenationradio.org. That's our home, conservativenationradio.org, and click on Listen Live, and it'll bring you right to a page with the show going on with a chat room below it. Participate, please. We would love it. So, again, welcome. This is the Trinity Media Studios, broadcasting live from the East Coast, conservativenationradio.org, and the traditionalamericanmovement.com. Please frequent these places. Also visit us on Facebook at Conservative Nation Radio, Twitter at CNR Show. We have hashtags set up also. If you tweet something, just tag CNR Show or Things Not Seen, or both. Please do so. So thanks for joining me. I really have to open up here. I don't usually want to do this. Open the show with something sports related, but I feel compelled. As you may or may not know, there is a popular football player, by the way, whose name is exactly the same as mine, only it's his first name and my last name. His name is Manti Te'o, and he played for Notre Dame as a linebacker, and basically was the best defensive player in the country this year, and maybe the year before that. Terrific player, not a bad person or influence on anyone. He was looked up to and highly regarded, very moral type of guy. Mormon, just very strict with his belief system, and just a good old fashioned role model type. Basically, until earlier this year, back in September, there was a story that all of a sudden his beloved grandmother passed away about two or three games into the season in September. And on the same day, his girlfriend also died. This is horrible. He was, this is a terrible thing for him and for the team and blah, blah. Well, he had a fantastic football game right after it happened, and the team didn't lose all year. They're 12-0, went to the championship, got kicked around by Alabama, but still, terrific season, and this guy is projected to go in the top 10 in the draft. I mean, there's no looking back for him. Except that we find out there's no girlfriend. She never existed, even though people, including family members, swear up and down that she's real. Her alleged family also, by the way. There's a whole side to this. I was not aware of this phenomenon called catfishing, but it's a real thing, and there's a documentary film on it last year and everything, and now there's some TV show. It's kind of a really sick endeavor, to be honest with you. Basically, where you pretend to be, you make up a persona, and then you try to fool someone into believing that you're real. It's kind of gross. But I just want – Deadspin.com is a site that broke this story, and mainstream media, they are not, okay? And that's not saying much. The big thing about this, if you read through, this person never lived. There's so much controversy about who said what and when he was allegedly fooled into all this. he said he met her, but yet he did not. Now he's being like Bill Clinton and saying, I didn't, when I said met, I didn't mean physically meet. It's beyond bizarre. It's one of the weirdest stories I've ever seen of any subject ever. So I feel compelled to talk about it. And basically, the bottom line from that we want to take away from it, big picture, is the media, who's supposed to, you know, journalism, they're dead. I mean, truly, if you didn't know that before, if we read through this, please go to deadspin.com and check it out. The story is called, the title on it is Blarney. Man, no such dame. Manti Te'o's dead girlfriend, the most heartbreaking and inspirational story of the college football season, is a hoax. And it just kind of, you know, was throwing everybody for a loop that Notre Dame, the university, the president came out and had to make statements about they investigated this and he's really an innocent victim and this whole thing. It's really disturbing, but yet totally bizarre, totally bizarre. So his stock can really suffer all this. And, he could go later. He might not be in the first round at all. Who knows what's going to happen? So he's going to lose a lot of money potentially over this thing, because you have to be pretty dumb, frankly, to, for this to happen. So either you're really dumb or you're a part of it. And either way, it doesn't look good on your resume when you're trying to make millions in pro football. So I encourage you to read the story. It's really fascinating. I'll just read real quick. It's a very, very long story. But Notre Dame's Manti Te'o, the story said, played the season under a terrible burden. A Mormon linebacker who led his Catholic school's football team back to glory. Te'o was whipsawed between personal tragedies along the way. In the span of 6 hours in September, as Sports Illustrated told it, Te'o was first learned of the death of his grandmother and then the death of his girlfriend. And here we go on and on and on. S. Sports Illustrated did a big write-up about her. Remember, she did not exist. The New York Times reported on this. Remember, she did not exist. Claimed she went to Stanford and took classes and graduated with such and such. Nobody questioned that. People just kept repeating it. And not just sports people, honest to God media people. Of course, all over ESPN and all this. Fox Sports, South Bend Tribune, which is a local paper at Notre Dame, papers in California, Los Angeles Times, Associated Press. These are our journalists of record, right? I mean, if you're the best of the best at what you do, you go to work for the New York Times or LA Times or AP, right? Nobody fact-checked anything. Nobody. It just gets passed along and in some cases embellished it and made it worse. And to the point where CBS TV showing pictures of this girlfriend that never lived. And by the way, the picture that you see is a totally innocent woman. They just lifted her picture from some random – well, it's not random as it turns out. She knew the guy who did all this. But point is, she never met this player. She never met Manti Te'o, and yet her picture is all over the universe now as this girlfriend who never existed at all. So there's a lot of victims in this, and it's just totally weird and bizarre. I don't want to say victims as like a legitimate, you know, hardship in life, but still, it's too weird not to talk about. So if you'd like, I'd be happy to. You know, that's in my wheelhouse, weird, number one, football, number two, and, media ineptitude, number three. Be happy to discuss any of that. 718-305-7176. This is the Things Not Seen radio program on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. And, listen to this. Te'o's story moved beyond the world of sports. On the day of the BCS championship game between Notre Dame and Alabama, this is just 2 weeks ago, right? 2 weeks ago, CBS This Morning ran a three-minute story that featured a direct quote from Lene Kakua. This is the woman that doesn't exist.
a quote from a dead woman who doesn't exist. Quote, babe, if anything happens to me, you promise that you'll stay there and you'll play and you'll honor me through the way you play. CBS also displayed this photo of Kukua several times. And again, this is the picture I'm talking about, who lives in California and who's totally petrified and horrified that this is her and she has nothing to do with any of this. Let me just close it out here. Manti Te'o and Lenny Kukua did not meet at Stanford in 2009. The real beginning of their relationship occurred on Twitter in October 2011. This is important because the player says they've been together since 2009. This guy is trying to absolve himself from any wrongdoing. He's a total victim of this scam. And that's, you want to believe him, but then things like this come up. I'm like, what the heck is happening? So nobody knows when this thing really started. Nobody knows if the Manti, disgracing my name, is in on it at all. He says, of course, totally not. The Notre Dame says totally not. Why they waded into it, I'm not exactly sure. But so they say he's totally, you know, he's totally innocent, no involvement whatsoever. But things like this come up. And then, even weirder, some other player in the league, he's a fullback for the Arizona Cardinals. I don't remember his name right now. But he said this week, after this came out, what was this, Monday, Tuesday, something like that? This current player in the NFL came out and said, oh, yeah, the woman's real. I've met her. I was like, what in the holy hell is happening here? Something really, really bizarre. So if so many people are apparently involved, no matter which, you know, who you want to believe, there's a conspiracy to do this to this guy. And I don't see any money involved. I mean, there was no, you know, he's a college player. He can't be paid and there's no indication that he gave her money or anything, this fictional lady, other than, I guess, flowers. So I'm not sure what the motivation of all this was, but, you know, a lot of folks in the sports world are coming around to say, well, he did get fooled, but he knew it was fake back in September, so he milked it this whole season because it was good for his image and good for his publicity, good for his draft stock, everything else. You know, kind of cynical to be sure, but who knows? Again, I encourage you to go read this at deadspin.com and you really mess your mind up. It's very, very odd. In fact, I should check to see if there's any more updates. excuse me. No, it doesn't look like it. All right, well, this is the Things on Team Radio program. I apologize for starting off with the bizarre, but I really have to do that. So not only has this year changed, but there are changes coming to conservativenationradio.org. Conservativenationradio.org is now on the air at the same time, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central. But like the true anchors they are Michael Smith and Bing Fisher, still be with us for Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. That's Sunday afternoons at 4 Eastern. It's a new year and a new schedule of conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be back in just a moment.
When a call for a medic went out, Alan left the covered position to run to render aid. That was when he was hit.
The bullet struck him on the right side between his body armor.
Say a prayer for peace.
Alan was one of the first wounded warriors to come out of Iraq in 2003. I'm Trace Adkins, and I want to tell you about Wounded Warrior Project and how they helped this brave young man and his family.
There was life in his eyes, but everything else was non-responsive.
The doctors anticipated that Alan would be bedridden and need to be spoon-fed for the rest of his life.
The job of helping wounded warriors rebuild their lives is massive and growing every day. Your gift of just $19 a month will help wounded warriors like Alan who refuse to give up.
I'm in the fields of Vietnam, the mountains of Afghanistan.
heart and the Bronze Star for his actions on the battlefield. He is a true American hero. But Alan became my hero for the battle he fought day after day after day to get his life back.
Your call today and a gift of $19 a month can help provide our Wounded Warriors with desperately needed programs and services through Wounded Warrior Project.
I would encourage you to donate to the Wounded Warrior Project.
It's going to take a lot of us for a long time to help these young men and women.
Call or go online with a pledge of $19 a month and you'll receive this Wounded Warrior Project blanket.
Wounded Warrior Project, all I can really say is thank you. Thank you for being there and giving me something to achieve.
Say a prayer for peace.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Welcome back to the Unseen Radio program, 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. I am Manti, your host, through this wild and wacky world of things not seen, 9 to 11 p.m. every Friday night. So thank you for joining me, and I look forward to hearing from you in the chat room or in the phone calling or whatever. So thanks for stopping in with us tonight. Again, conservativenationradio.org is our home, Conservative Nation Radio Network, and please visit thetraditionalamericanmovement.com, thetraditionalamericanmovement.com, and help us out. Check us out, and I think you'll like what you find. Get together with other patriots and just regular conservative folks throughout the country. And I'd love to have your input here. Doesn't matter if you're a liberal, socialist, leftist of any stripe, I promise to let you on. At least speak your mind for at least 30 seconds. Okay, deal? And I enjoy the back and forth. Any questions or concerns that you have for me, please feel free to bring it up. So this, I don't know, this Manti-Teo thing is just too weird for words. I really don't want to get too into it because it'll bog you down in minutia. And anyway, check it out. And if you're a sports fan at all, it's consumed you in one way or another. And most people just wish it would go away, but can't look away. You know, it's like a bad car wreck. So thanks, Manti, a lot for besmirching my name, number one, and for being a dope, at least, number two. Things I've seen. Again, it's here every Friday night for you. I'm Manti, your host, 718-305-7176. Of course, the other thing that happened this week that affected the nation is President Obama brought some kids on the stage and laid out some ideas, suggestions, and direct orders for gun restriction. And I heard, no, I'm sorry, did not want to look in the chat room, but I did. No, it's not me, Manti, it's the guy with the first name, Manti, okay? He's the phony girlfriend guy, not me. So I apologize. So Second Amendment stuff. I kind of think it could have been worse when Obama came out with these executive orders and all that. There's at least one write-up that I saw that agreed with that Obama was petrified of the backlash that was coming, and he didn't count on that. So what you saw as far as executive orders were a lot more timid than he wanted. There was confiscation and things of that nature in the original idea, the original speech, I guess. I don't know. I don't know that for a fact. Could very well be. You just don't know with this guy. So, I mean, you know, he doesn't particularly care. I mean, the left in general does not, it's not particularly care for an armed citizenry. You just don't like it. It scares the rank and file, number one. They don't like guns. But, you know, in the larger sense, the leadership always never want the people themselves to be independent, frankly. And this isn't just with guns. This is in every way. I mean, this is why they're so vociferous against cars, right, or gasoline. And because you're an American's car is a mode of independence, and it's you know, the less, the more independent you are, the less you are controllable and follow the herd and the pack and all that stuff. And how could the government work for everyone if there's these independent thinkers and doers out there? So that's the overarching issue with this, in general, with the Second Amendment issues. But there's, again, plenty of stuff to discuss. Some, depending on who you ask, it was no big deal what Obama had, as far as executive orders, put in. Because other than that, aside from the executive orders, nothing happened, because all he can do is recommend or suggest actions that the Congress take, and that doesn't mean anything. You know, he's for all the badness that Harry Reid brings to America, he at least pays lip service his whole career to guns. He's pro Second Amendment. And that's his one saving grace at this point. So, in fact, there's a video out there if you want to go look in 2010 of Harry with the NRA chiefs out there in Vegas on a shooting range, and they're shooting guns and they're hugging and high fiving and eating lunch. And LaPierre, I'm pretty sure it was LaPierre who was with him. And now, of course, he's the face of the devil. But of course, this, you know, cynical person would say, well, this is because he was in a neck and neck race all of a sudden with Sharon Angle, and he had to shore up the support there, which I'm sure is true too. But point is, Harry Reid may have saved us being even worse. That's just a guess. So we'll see. Although the one thing that does trouble you a little bit is, some aide or his office was saying that his views are evolving, quote unquote, in the last 2 years. So I don't. That's just bad news waiting to happen. I've seen the light. This is enough is enough. You know, something where, oh, by the way, I didn't mean everything I've ever said to get elected, because now I'm in. I got 4 more years to sit here and not be accountable, so I might as well change my mind. Who knows? I did think the best reply to all this stuff was from Rand Paul, and we'll play that after the break, sometime after 9:30. We have the live clip of Rand saying exactly what he thinks, and it's fantastic. It really cuts to the heart of the issue. And I mean, geez, people are saying some pretty crazy stuff. Look, I get it. You personally don't want guns. I understand. Don't have them. You want the police to protect you, and you're fine with that. Great. You know, God bless you. Be on your way. So why can't you just leave it at that? You know? So, you know, it gets pretty crazy. Oh, well, the Second Amendment has was meant for muskets, and I heard a great retort to that, and it's so true. Oh, well, then the First Amendment was only meant for newspapers, because that's all they had back then, so it doesn't apply to the internet or to network TV or radio, right? no First Amendment rights there, because that's not what the founders were talking about. That's not what they meant. So that's not crazy and stupid enough. Then you go to the Danny Glover level, which I just read today, is the second, and you know, some far left kookies are going to say this. The Second Amendment was put in to protect the whites from the slaves. From the slave uprising, I'm not kidding you, this is what Danny Glover said. Oh, but he didn't just say it. He was paid to say it by Texas A&M, just speaking to their students. That's a whole other issue. Point is, the Second Amendment is now there to stop the slaves from rebelling and also to kill the Indians that would attack. So it's racist. Some things are so out of control and out of this universe that I couldn't even make that up if I wanted to, right? Could you? I couldn't. It's so crazy. It's so beyond what is true. I mean, you can't even extrapolate that if you know anything about the colonial period or the founders or the not only the founding documents, but how they fell otherwise. I mean, the letters that they wrote and the people that they were, I mean, it's totally out of left field. But that's how they operate, some of these guys. So if someone comes up to you and says it's Second Amendment is racist, now you know what they're talking about. They're on the Danny Glover side of the equation. So please don't pay them any mind. I hope there are not many of those out there, but be prepared. This is a lot of mental warfare going on. Okay, it's about, as a friend would say, owning the narrative. We have to do that. We have to establish that this is not about crud that's made up. All right, let's stick to the facts. Stick to the facts. We'll talk more about this after the break, as I said, with Rand's reaction. 718-305-7176 is the number. Conservative Nation Radio Network. I am Manti, host of Things Not Seen. This is the Things Not Seen program every Friday with you from 9 to 11. I'm going to try to be awake, I promise. And I would appreciate you dropping by as well. And let me know what you think about this or any other subject. Try to be topical, but I won't stop you otherwise, so please feel free to join me. And again, after the break, we're going to talk more about this Second Amendment stuff, some Rand Paul stuff. And then later on in the show, we'll talk about this Algeria situation, just terrorism in general and how it's spreading, and Muslim terrorism. Of course, then, also, we've got the Roe v. Wade anniversary this week. We'll talk more about that and our guests being lined up for next week's program, okay? So stick around and give us a call, if you would, 718-305-7176. And we'll be right back on the Things Not Seen radio program, 9:30 p.m. Be right back.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
thanks for joining us. Things on Scene Radio program, 718-305-7176 is the phone number, 718-305-7176. This is Manti, your host of Things on Scene. We've been talking about a couple things so far tonight, the Manti-Teo situation and Second Amendment issues this week. I don't know where it's going to go. I have a feeling we got 4 years to deal with this stuff, so it's not going to get better. You're going to have more restriction, not only at the federal level, but at the state level. And I know what I'm talking about here because in my state of Delaware, our intrepid Governor Jack Markell and Attorney General Beau Biden, that's right, son of Joe, came out, I guess it was maybe the end of last week at this point, proposals to curb, to ban this AR-15 class of gun and limit our magazines to 10 bullets and registration and some other stuff. And like, and it's all brought on by both the president's words on this and the craziness going on in New York State. And, it hasn't passed yet here, but it will if we don't have enough pressure. Some people say if you exert the right pressure, then it'll work. But let's face it, I mean, we've got a liberal Democrat dominated state house, state senate, and governor. So the tea leaves are not hard to read. I think if they want to submit something and put it up for vote, it'll pass. So in which case, let's just say I went shopping recently, okay? So I'm good to go. But like I say, some people say if you do the right things and pressure the right people and tell everyone you know and do the old school grassroots, get in their face, be a pain in their butt, way of doing things, then you can stop them. The Campaign for Liberty is on the case on that. Got to give major props nationally and locally here in the state where I live. They're really, really going after this because, they know. I mean, say what you will about it. I don't know how you all feel about that group, but I feel a kinship with them. I'm one of them, really. I mean, have never been, technically speaking, I don't associate with any group other than I'm a conservative and I'm a Christian. I try not to get more involved in that. But whoever, if they're not hurting you, forbid them not, that type of thing. So they're definitely on the right side of this. And whoever fights the hardest, I'm with you. That means you're the best. And on that side of things, Rand Paul gave a response even before these directives, these executive orders and all came out on, when was that, Tuesday? No, Wednesday. It was Wednesday, I guess. Rand came out before that, Monday or Tuesday, and really laid it out and could not have said it any better. And I want to play that for you now. This is Rand Paul on Barack Obama's potential at the time, executive orders restricting the Second Amendment. Go, Rand.
I'm against having a king. I think having a monarch is what we fought the American Revolution over. And someone who wants to bypass the Constitution, bypass Congress, that's someone who wants to act like a king or a monarch. I've been opposed to executive orders, even with Republican president, but one that wants to infringe on the Second Amendment, we will fight tooth and nail, and I promise you there'll be no rock left unturned as far as trying to stop him from usurping the Constitution, running roughshod over Congress, and you will see one heck of a debate if he decides to try to do that.
That's phenomenal. I mean, amen, amen, amen. Standing up and cheering over here. That's exactly where I'm at. That's exactly where a lot of folks are. This is what it's all about. It's what it's all about.
there's, I mean, this isn't the first time. We've seen, you know, there's five or six examples where if he doesn't get what he wants, he'll just put through an executive order and that's it. But I agree with Rand. The whole idea of an executive order to override the legal process, in other words, the origination in Congress, the executive doesn't create the law. I mean, that's just the way we run the show here. But, you know, I mean, I get it. They say, oh, well, everyone's done it and everyone's done hundreds of them. This is true. There's executive orders and there's executive orders. There's the executive order that says, okay, I'm going to appoint a commission on the food safety in the 20th century. That has to be, technically, that's an executive order. We need more employees for the staff. I don't know. But feel free to chime in here. 718-305-7176. As a matter of fact, we have a caller on the line right now who I want to go to. You are on the Things Unseen radio program. How may I help you?
Well, I haven't tuned into your program before. I thought I would call in and participate if I could.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
What is the particular purpose of this show?
What is the purpose of my show? It's to get my mind out to the world. I have certain things that I want to stress on my particular program. I mean, part of the network at Conservative Nation Radio, we have obviously common themes, but I'm mostly concerned with Sharia law, number one, with abolishing abortion, number two, with Christian persecution around the world, number three, and to a lesser extent, saving any capitalist free market common sense society that we have left. I'd be happy to support it, and that's basically where I'm coming from.
Okay. And would you mind if I ask you how old a person you are?
I'm 37.
Okay, fair enough. I'm 58. You know, I kind of got blindsided by this, but like a lot of people in our country, you know, if we hadn't been confronted with this economic catastrophe that's been orchestrated here for us, we probably wouldn't have been taking as hard a look at the causes as we have been. And I don't know if you know it or not, but like over in Russia and Europe, they are looking to independent news sources like yours to get the real straight of the of news, what's really going on, because so much so that they are, for instance, just this venue, they have collectively receiving their news from sites like this more than all of the five major news networks put together. So it's a good thing that you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And that's, I mean, you kind of nailed it. It's people are abandoning that old, way of information in droves. And not all of them are on our side of things, but the point is they don't really trust what they're hearing. And it's definitely healthy, I think, to branch out and to really, you know, get to the level of who has the truth here. If it takes a citizen journalist to go find out what's really happening, so be it. You know, nobody minds that as long as it the facts come out.
Well, you know, all of these discussions, you know, between for instance Democrats, Independents, Republicans, every time you start having any kind of a serious conversation, you find out how much you are more alike than you are different. Yet the powers that be have really been turning up the heat to create as much chaos as they can. That's this, you know, philosophy that the elites follow. It's on our dollar bill, order out of chaos. You know, you make a big mess and then you get some kind of order out of it that they're using to push their agenda forward, which, of course, you know, my belief is it's the New World Order. So, and
there's definitely some of that, no doubt about it. You know, on the other side of it, though, there's a lot of, I mean, the folks that are in power, at some point they were nobodies, too. Remember, I mean, Barack Obama was a nobody. I mean, he was very ambitious, and he said whatever he had to say to win some elections, and all of a sudden he's the boss. I don't know if I go too far with the, you know, just because you're an elite in the elite class now that you always were. I mean, he's not a poor man or anything. He's, you know, he has his money, and that's, you know, that's why he could run in Illinois and all this stuff. I understand that. But stuff is definitely coming down, so there's no question about that. I agree with you. And I don't know if you're into Bible prophecy at all or anything like that. I'm going to get into that at some point here in the next couple of weeks, because I've been studying that since I've been in high school and before.
Sure.
So,
yes, I am. It makes more sense than ever with the times the way that they are. I would like to say, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but if you're talking about anything having to do with current events, they've been working on getting this worldwide monetary system up and running. There's only, you know, we got a central bank called the Federal Reserve, which is a private bank. And that has been a thorn in our flesh from the beginning. If there were any way possible to check that and be done away with it, it would be to our greatest advantage. And, of course, you know, there's a guy named Benjamin Disraeli back in, I believe it was the 1880s, 1860s over in England. He was in Parliament over there, and he made the statement that the people who really run the government, that are behind the scenes, are very different people from who you think they are. That was essentially his quote. And so if you think, well, we have front people and then we have people that really run the government, who are they? Well, what we really have up in Washington is we have two octopuses, and their tentacles reach all the way through the state governments, the local and county governments, and on the entire nation. And guess what? These octopuses date each other, and they show each other favors because they're like-kinded, of a like mind. And people don't realize, you know, that a lot of this stuff that's going on is really just theater. And it keeps our minds off the things we really should be focusing on.
Well, that's an excellent point. I'm sorry, sir. I never got your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Neil. I'm calling from Alabama.
Neil from Alabama. Excellent, sir. I appreciate it very much. Actually, I have some thoughts on that as far as the worldwide currency situation. My gut tells me that it's more going to be of an equalization instead of a new, you know, anything new coming out. You know, kind of like bring everyone down to the same level type of thing, and a dollar equals a ruble equals a, you know, a peso and everything else. We'll see. We'll see what happens. By the way, congratulations, Alabama, as the chat room says. So,
Well, you're right. That will happen at some point in time. We'll also probably go to a pure digital currency at some point in time. That relates to biblical prophecy that no man will be able to buy or sell, you know, unless he has a mark. And so, of course, you can, you know, we really don't know what that's going to be, only that that will be the pass key to making purchases for food and everything else.
Right. I definitely have some thoughts on that, too, for future broadcasts. I'm up against a break here, Neil.
Okay.
I sincerely apologize, but I do thank you so, so much for calling, and please continue to listen and tell everyone you can about us, okay?
Okay,
thank
sorry,
you,
didn't
sir.
Mean to
No, not at all. Not at all. Just trying to keep to the schedule. Thank you very much, Neil. Have a great
Thanks.
Night, okay?
Bye-bye. Yep.
Thank you. All right, folks, that's what happens when you call here, 718-305-7176. You get right on the line.
talk about whatever you'd like. so please feel free to join us. Now, let's make Mondays a time for America. At 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, join Duke Brooks here on conservativenationradio.org for Radio Free America. Duke lists anti-communist among his hobbies, which is probably why NBC didn't hire him to fly a National Network news helicopter. But if you love history, politics, flying, and America, check out Duke Brooks on Radio Free America, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader. Tutor or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Your host every Friday night from 9 to 11 p.m. here on the East Coast of America. It is now 9:49. Where has the time gone? And feel free to join us. And we're just talking about this couple things, but mostly the Second Amendment stuff and Rand Paul's answer to that. And I followed up with a call, Neil from Alabama, who greatly appreciate him checking in. About just parties in general and who's really pulling the strings and who has what interests at heart and Federal Reserve and all this good stuff. Tons of things to talk about here today and going forward. I'd be happy to engage. I have opinions on a few things, which is good. So feel free to join the conversation in the show. I also did want to just wrap around on Rand Paul. You heard his comments about Obama acting like a king here, and that's really the bottom line with this any subject, really. You know, if back to this, what he did with the Defense of Marriage Act, you know, tons of other 4 or 5 things. I was like, what are you doing, dude? You know, you got to do legislation for that kind of stuff, the Dream Act, right? Couldn't get it, so I'll just do it myself. I mean, that's a tyrant to action, right? Anyway, I wanted to just read you real quick about the statements that Rand made after that. Actually, the orders did come down. Excuse me. And what the remedy that he suggested at the Daily Caller. And as soon as I get out, I don't want to misquote the guy. He's going to push to nullify. Okay, that's the bottom line with this. And Rand has never been one to shy away from saying what he thinks. Again, I don't want to misquote the guy, so let's not go there. He did also comment about Chris Christie, because Governor Christie from New Jersey said some things about the NRA. Using kids or some junk I don't know what this dude's problem is all of a sudden. Not all of a sudden. He's never been some arch conservative. But Rand took him on. He was on, I guess, Laura Ingraham's show. And Paul claimed, I'll just read it here. Paul claimed Christie had backed down on gun rights. Quote, you have some Republicans backing down like Christie, backing down and criticizing the NRA. And I think that doesn't do any good. Well, no kidding. When asked why Christie made the comments, he responded they were politically calculated. Quote, I think he may be solidifying his support with Democrats in New Jersey and maybe liberal Republicans. Good point. He's going to need them to win re-election. Paul warned Christie that his criticism of the NRA as well as his criticism of fellow Republicans over the Sandy relief bill would come back to haunt him if he made a presidential run in 2016. Paul said, I think criticizing the Second Amendment movement and over-the-top give-me-my-money stuff, I want all $60 billion now or I'll throw a tantrum, I don't think that's going to play well in the Republican primary. I think people need to think through what their position on these things are. Well said. Ed, you got to smack – somebody's got to smack Chris Christie around here a little bit. This Sandy thing also really annoyed me. What the heck is he thinking about? I mean, did he not bother to realize that there's pork galore in this and it wouldn't, you know, most of it would go to future disasters, not this one? I mean, it's ridiculous. Typical D.C., you know, special interest laden crap. And, you would think Christie would be the first one to speak out against that. I mean, he's anti-waste, right? Anti-waste, fraud, and abuse. And he's commended for that. I mean, he is being commended for what he's done in the state. But then you can't turn around and you're not voting on it means something negative all of a sudden. He's turned into a liberal. I don't know what's going on there. So anyway, it's good for Rand. And shame on Chris Christie. If he had any higher ambition, I think it's pretty much gone. I don't see him going anywhere other than where he's at. So if you wanted to be president, if you did, your time is up. You missed the chance. Apparently this was the year to do it. Oh, well. Here we go. Okay. I wanted to get Rand quoted properly here. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has plans to introduce legislation in Congress next week nullifying the executive orders on guns announced by President Obama on Wednesday. Republican legislator plans to reveal his plans during I'm told Senator Paul will introduce language within hours to call for the nullification and prohibition of funding for the president's executive actions announced today, and possibly even using the federal courts to nullify and defund some of the things that he plans on doing. Paul said, quote, in this bill, we will nullify anything the president does that smacks of legislation. And there are several of the executive orders that appear as if he's writing new law. That cannot happen. I'm afraid that President Obama may have this king complex sort of developing, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Some great quotes on this from Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Seem to be all on the same page. And aside from those three right now, Jim DeMint's gone and Paul Ryan's looking wimpy. These are our conservative heroes right now in the halls of power. I'm not saying they're perfect by any means, and we need a lot more of them. But if you're wondering who to support financially or otherwise, I don't know where else you can go other than those three names right now. So feel free to join me with your opinion. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. This is the Things Not Seen radio program. I'm Anti, your host, broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios, Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. And thetraditionalamericanmovement.com. Visit us on Facebook at Conservative Nation Radio, Twitter at CNR Show, hashtag on Twitter, CNR Show, and Things Not Seen. please do that. We will see it. We will respond and communicate with you and go back and forth. We'd love it. We'd love it. So it's now almost 10 o'clock. 9:56. This is unbelievable. So again, just to and also Rand, one more item on him. I made a note. He is now a new appointment to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's actually moving up the ranks, even though I'm sure he's not making a lot of friends there, but the Foreign Relations Committee is a good place to have him, and I'm glad, very glad for that. So as you could maybe tell, I'm supporting Rand for president. You know, truth be told, I'm not a huge fan of his dad, but Rand seems to have it going on. He seems to have it locked down mentally, and that's good. I like that. So in any event, you'll be hearing, I'm sure, some more about that in the days and weeks to come here on Things Not Seen. And, yeah, so please let us know what you think. We'll be here until 11 o'clock on the East Coast and 10 p.m. Central. We'll come back from the break. We could talk about this Algeria situation and how weird that has become, and it looks like a botched rescue attempt by the government forces there. At least, thank God, they're trying, but it doesn't look like it's going very well, and looks like the cancer of the earth is spreading in Central Africa, North Central Africa, and we'll address that after the break. So please give me your thoughts on that. 718-305-7176. I keep forgetting my email address. Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. And you can send me a note. Please do that. Again, Twitter hashtag things not seen. That'll come right to me. We'll check it out. And please, 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 please go to conservativenationradio.org and thetraditionalmovement.com and join the countless others who are there just like you, want to commune and talk it out and make a difference and do whatever they're led to do. So please do that. And if you go there right now, you can always go to conservativenationradio.org. Every day we aim to have a show on the air. There's a listen live tab. Click on that. Boom. Take you right to the show that's on. We have some special offers there right now for things you might be interested in. Please check it out. Various friends and supporters. And more to come. More to come on that. Hopefully we'll be having some big initiatives here announcing to be announced real soon. So we appreciate that. We appreciate you. I appreciate you for listening in to this Things Not Seen radio program. And it is now 10 p.m. Half done on this Friday, the 18th of January, 2013. Yes, 2013. And we'll be right back after this.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
7176. This is the Think Not Seen radio program. I'm Anti, your host. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the program tonight. Keep me company, will you, please? 718-305-7176. Or is it our chat room? We have a few folks in there now mixing it up, and that is awesome. Thank you for that. And if you're listening to me live or recorded on podcast, thank you. Hopefully you tell all your friends, and not only about my program, but the whole lineup here, conservativenationradio.org, conservativenationradio.org. If you go there, you'll find out about all our shows, Soldiers of Patriotism on Sunday, Radio Free America on Monday, Women Patriots on Tuesday night, or your Catholic show on Wednesday, Sound of Freedom Thursdays, and myself, Things Not Seen, on Friday, and we'll have an announcement about Saturday's show pretty soon, and it should be cool. So thank you for that, and please spread the word about the network, will you? Thank you. Much, much obliged. So top of the hour here, I'll do a quick check, see if I missed anything over in Algeria. It doesn't look like it. There is a okay. A couple days ago, the French government, of all people, decided to send a special operation troops into Mali, a country in Central Africa, south of Libya. At one time, it was a French colony. Okay, so there's a lot of background there. Point is, there was an Al-Qaeda affiliate, whatever they call themselves, I'm not sure. They're all affiliated folks, okay? If you're a militant Islamist and you want a caliphate throughout the world, then you're tied in, okay? One way or another, you're going to get money, support, and other stuff from each other. So, point is, they're bad guys, the worst the world has to offer, basically. In Mali, so they're getting close. They've been attacking. They're getting close to the seat of government, and they're making raids and all this stuff. So the French government says, enough of this. Let's go ahead and take care of them. Well, they've been fighting back, and it hasn't been going so great. So that happens to spill over now into Algeria. There were some hostages taken at a natural gas plant. Algeria's next door to Mali and Libya, and not too far from Egypt. Okay, you got the picture. So now this band takes a hold of this power plant, basically. This plant has employees from all over the world. It has Europeans, Americans, Japanese folks. And now they're all hostages, and there's dozens of them, or there were. And again, really tough to find out what is going on. But let me get back to that. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Again, phone number 718-305-7176. We have a caller on the line. Please identify yourself if you would, please. And thanks for calling Things Not Seen. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Okay. Guess not. Sorry about that, folks. In any event, again, talking about Algeria. And so they took over this these bad guys came into this natural gas plant, took a bunch of hostages. And to their credit, the Algerian government does not take any stuff from these terrorists, and kudos to them. And they're very pro-Western. Okay, so it's good. They're good friends to have. In any event, so they're like, all right, let's take care of these guys. Looks like they tried an air raid yesterday, with some helicopters or something, and did not go well. Did not go well. They killed a bunch of bad guys and a bunch of hostages. So it seems, right, fog of war and all that stuff, don't exactly have a satellite truck on the ground, you know, beaming back images or real-time updates or anything like that. But it appears that it didn't go well, and a lot of hostages were killed by the rescue attempt. I don't think by the bad guys. So anyway, but there were still some left over. The American, at least one has died apparently because of this. And I guess there were seven total, perhaps. Tough to tell, but again, now they're, I guess the Algerian government again is trying another attempt here, probably going on as we speak. So it's just a really weird situation. And this is going to continue, I think, to go on, you know, especially if they feel like they're actually being, you know, they're in a corner, they're in a active war all of a sudden with the French government now and the Algerian government, and all this kind of emboldens the Islamist to fight. So you're going to probably see more of this, and that stinks. That stinks a lot. So now we've got, you know, Libya and Egypt, and basically the whole north part of Africa is starting to flare up a little bit. But again, I mean, this is the way it's got to go. It's the way it's got to go. And don't take our eyes off of Iran, because they're not, they want attention, right? They want to, they're going to push and push and push so they can't push anymore. And actually, the Bible talks about this. I believe it talks in specific detail about Iran and about how they will push to the West and become very arrogant and really stretch, you know, to the limits people's patience. And I don't know how close we are to that limit. It seems like, depending on the day, we're pretty far, because we're going to, sounds like people aren't willing to do anything about it. So it's going to wait, and we'll see what happens. But it's a weird situation. Again, part of my reason for doing this show is to combat Sharia and here at home, of course, but also to recognize the plight of Christians persecuted around the world. And this part of the world, if you're a Christian and you're in a Muslim country, you're in trouble, big trouble, especially if you speak out and are vocal. You know, God forbid you were to say Islam is the problem in my country. Good luck with that. So keep those folks in your prayers, okay? And it's really important to do that, because we are one church throughout the world, no matter what denomination you call yourself. You know, the Lord is, you know, has a big family. So we've got to realize we're in it together with them and help when you can and how you can. And there's actually a group called Voice of the Martyrs. If you go to website persecution.com, that will get you to their charity. Okay, their charity. But the work they do is phenomenal. And they help everything from delivering Bibles to these places to actually medical operations on limbs and you know, eyes and injuries that have been sustained to the actual, you know, to people who are injured by the opponents of the church, by, you know, Muslim attacks 99% of the time. And they help monetarily with widows and orphans of those who have been killed, the men who have been taken away, imprisoned or killed for their faith. And they want to continue to supply them with some kind of life, even if it's just you know, food and clothing, water and cash, whatever it takes. They do it. So that's worthwhile if I've ever heard it. And I've actually been to a conference. They have regional conferences around the country here. And they're formed in America, but they have reached out and partnered with other groups throughout the world and just do amazing, amazing things. And your family can really get in on this. You can create a I forget what they call it now, some kind of a bag of supplies. Basically, you can put in anything you want. Instead of taking it to the Goodwill here, you stick it in one of these special bags and it gets airdropped directly to where the church needs it, to where people are actually suffering and really have nothing. It's a beautiful operation, really. So I wish you would check that out. Please do so. When we come back after the break, of course, we'll talk about this coming week is the 40th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, and that's a whole other mission of me and this program and my company, Trinity Media, to really spread the word and try to get this thing abolished. And we'll do our best to do that. So we'll talk about that after. Excuse me. And we do appreciate you very, very much. And 718-305-7176 is the phone number. ConservativeNationRadio.org is the place to go. And this program is called Things Not Seen. Hope you enjoy it. Here at 11 o'clock every Friday, 9 to 11. And yes, I'm missing Fringe. The finale of the show is tonight. We had a two-hour finale. I guess it just ended. I don't know. Yes, I DVR'd it. Yes. I DVR'd it. My wife and I will watch it tomorrow at some point. But that's just one of the best shows ever. So I'm not going to talk about that tonight, though. Don't worry. Now, 10:14 and 10:15. You're on the East Coast of the United States. Things Not Seen radio program, 18th of January, 2013. Please continue to listen. I thank you. And also, join Chris Ricketts for the Warrior Catholic Show on conservativenationradio.org every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Chris is not afraid to wave the banner of Christianity in this world becoming hostile to biblical principles. Actually, former Marines aren't afraid of anything, are they? Join Chris to talk about Christianity, the Holy Bible, and God's perpetual plan for mankind's salvation. He might also talk about his time in the Commandant Zone, the Marine Drum and Bugle Corps in Washington, D.C. The Warrior Catholic Show with Chris Ricketts Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And more of your calls in the show, Things Not Seen, right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. Here for RAD. Recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never. Let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Here till 11 o'clock p.m. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. Manti is your host, and I appreciate you being with me. And again, we've just been talking about this stuff going on around the world, and not the great situation in Algeria right now. I hope you don't live there. So please feel free to let me know if you do. That'd be awesome. This internet thing goes all over the world, right? So we could definitely address that. Again, 718-305-7176 is the phone number to call. And I want to actually, let's try this phone call one more time. Let's see if anyone's there. Thanks for calling. This is Things Not Seen. How can I help you?
Well, hey, Chris. It's Brenda.
Hey, Brenda. Hi. How's it going today?
Pretty good.
Good.
My other phone didn't work. I don't know what was wrong with it.
Oh,
it wasn't connecting.
Okay.
So I had to call for myself because my own phone wasn't working.
No problem.
I just wanted to kind of address this Molly situation because this all goes back to the non-response from our president to the terrorist attack on Benghazi that killed our ambassador, which has emboldened the terrorists. And also, you know, this protest in Egypt that was supposedly over a video wasn't over a video. It was organized by al-Awlaki's brother, who was actually seen at the protest. And there was some chatter running around at the time of them wanting the blind sheik released. And
right.
And that's going around, again, about they want to exchange the hostages in Algeria for the blind sheik.
Correct.
So this
exactly
is
right.
all a plot. And this is all can be laid at the president's doorstep for his failed policy in the Middle East, whether it's deliberate, which I kind of think it might be, or just plain ignorance on his part. Either way, it's total incompetence, and he has no business being the leader of this country. He's just destabilized the whole Middle East, and we're going to be left to deal with those consequences.
Well, I can't really disagree with anything there. The I think you're right. This blind sheik guy, I don't know if people remember, it's been a long time now. He was indicted as the one behind the World Trade Center bombing, the original bombing in 93.
Right.
And I remember that because I lived in that, very close to that. I lived in a suburb of New York at the time. And he is not a nice guy at all.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that they're still concerned about this dude. You know, after all this time, it's I don't know. Maybe they look at him like a Bin Laden kind of leader. I know he's more of a very religious, you know, a very spiritual type of leader to them. They get a lot of inspiration from him or something. I don't know. But you're right. You're right. It's not the first time it's come up, and it is kind of odd. I don't know their motivation on it, but. They are asking for that, true, and these hostages, I mean, I don't, God forbid we were to do that. I would think that would never happen, but as you say, with if the leadership that's there now, or lack thereof, who knows what they will do. I really don't.
Well, Congress actually warned the president that he better not try to release blind sheik after the Egyptian and the utter disaster that was Benghazi, because the rumors were flying then, and he was sent a warning from one of the committees that, you know, that was not going to happen. So we'll see. But, you know, it just makes you wonder, you know, because some people say, and of course we don't know everything about Benghazi because they're hiding stuff from Congress and from the American people, but we do know it wasn't about this video. And the people didn't even know about this video until the president brought it up, and then we had riots in 52 countries with attacks on our embassies. So actually, he perpetuated those attacks on our embassies by telling an outright lie. And he needs to be held accountable. We need to somehow hold him accountable for his actions.
I don't think that's going to happen either. I mean, what are you going to – It's kind of a weak, you know, case for an impeachment or anything like that. I mean, people could try. I think we're kind of stuck with the dude. But you're right. I mean, you're totally right. This video thing, you remember a couple of months ago, I mean, instantly, I'm not trying to you know, a lot of us thought this, but instantly I knew this was not the truth. I mean, you know, there's no way that there's a clear motive behind you know, assigning. So, like, look, I'm pretty savvy, you know, online and seeing things that you know, will catch on and or maybe are underground, right? Like the music I listen to, for crying out loud. I know these things. And if there was some video that was making the rounds that was really controversial or stirring up passions or something, I would have seen it. I really would have. Now you read a headline on Drudge Report or wherever, so-and-so video causes, you know, riots in the Middle East. I'm like, what? I've never even heard of this thing. What are you talking about, man? So, yeah, it was fishy right from the get-go. And you're right. I mean, you can't – even if it's just a general statement of weakness, right, if you don't portray America in the strongest possible light, you're inviting an attack in general from anyone. But then when you go this route, you know, you go the route of apologizing – and say, oh, sorry, Muslims, about that. We didn't mean to upset you again. You're really asking for it. I mean, you truly are.
And even
so
in our own country. Because that protest in Dearborn, Michigan, which is I'm in Indiana, which is north of me, but it's a highly Muslim community. And they were out
there
trying to say, you can't talk bad about our prophet. And so our president has done nothing to actually help this country fight the extreme Islam.
No, his record is not great. I mean, of course, you'll get, oh, he killed Bin Laden. Well, that's great. I'm glad you got him.
Al-Qaeda's dead,
there's
too.
There's more to it than that. Yeah, there's a little more to it than that guy hiding out in a house. But, yeah. No, I mean, you're totally right. I mean, it's really hard. You can't really argue at this point the point at all that, you know, it's not – they're attacking more because they perceive we're not going to do anything.
We're weak.
And
we're not
going to
respond.
Correct.
Yes,
correct.
Exactly. And because we tried that before, we tried to ignore them, and what did we get? We got the World Trade Centers blown up, you know, because, you know, they did all these bombings overseas on our embassies and everything, and we were ignoring them. And it got us attacked.
Yeah, amen to that, Brenda. Well, I thank you for joining me here. This is my oldest, my number one fan, Brenda from Indiana, folks. So thank you for joining me. As always, I know she's popping around the chat room and keeping me in line. So I thank you very much for that.
Well, you're welcome, Chris. And You're doing a good job.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, Chris.
All right, have a good one. Bye. All right, please feel free to join Brenda. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. It's the phone number to call. This is the Things Not Seen radio program. There's a really good point about all that. I could do a whole show on the left's alliance with radical Islam. It's a marriage of convenience for sure, but they definitely are, you know, kind of looking the other way. Because it doesn't take that much of a curse, you know, you just take a cursory look at what they believe. They're not to say Islamists are not liberal is an understatement. They're antithetical to true liberalism. So, but they see a common enemy in American power and the conservatism that brings that about, and you know, Bible-based culture, and they hate that. Both of them do. So that's where your common ground is, and that's where the danger is. That's where the real danger is, because, like, you know, like we were saying, if you're weak in the face of a bully, you get punched, and that's it. I mean, that's basically all it comes down to. And we don't have the stomach for this. You know, most folks And again, this is part of the reason why I'm doing the show and have the company that I do, is to make not people who know, but the people who don't know, to get out to the mainstream and the culture, the pop culture, right? The Daily Show, MTV crowd that either doesn't know anything about anything or is in denial or just trumpets what their teachers or parents tell them, what have you, about the threats of the world and what is the world that we live in. So hopefully we'll make some kind of input or inroads. We're just getting started here. We're just getting revved up. So hopefully you'll join me in that pursuit. I was going to say crusade, God forbid. I'll say crusade. What do I care? As a matter of fact, a little controversy is good to tune up, right? So crusade. Join me on my crusade against these evils of the world, right? Pretty simple. God hates evil, so I do too. And feel free to join me and us every week on conservativenationradio.org, 718-305-7176. All our hosts, in one way or another, feel this way. So, you know, the network is going to be a great thing. What is this? I periodically check into the chat room here just for poops and giggles. I have challenged Piers Morgan on Twitter. Oh, that's phenomenal. Like that, Brenda. Excellent. Piers Morgan, what is with this guy? He used to be fairly cool, I thought, when he was on The Apprentice, that Donald Trump show. I thought he was pretty okay. He seemed like a decent guy. I still think he's a decent guy. He's just so wrong-headed. And at least, I mean, he's almost to the point, and some people are at this point, like that wacko on MSLSD. What's his name? MSDNC. I like that one better. Lawrence O'Donnell. He came out and, you know, is saying that what he really believes, which is what most of them do, which is the Bible and the Constitution need to be changed, right? Or they're anti, I guess O'Donnell said they're anti-gay, the Bible was, like, or anti-homosexual marriage. Like, yeah, it is. Sorry. It is. That's right. Whether you know how you deal with that is up to you, or whether you accept that is up to you. But let's not sugarcoat what these things say and stand for. Okay. So anyway, we will be back here. We're only got a half hour left. 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, and Central. Who knows what's Central? Who cares about Central? Pacific. Blah. Eastern is the only thing that matters. I'm just joking, people. Just joking. 10:31 now. I'm late. I'm going to jail. This is the Things Not Seen radio program on the Conservative Nation Radio Network. And we will be back in just a moment. Please, please, please stick around.
Together, you and I shocked the world. Not only did we win Iowa and 10 other states, we framed the Republican message, and we showed that conservative values are alive and well all across America. And what do I call winning 11 states? Well, just the beginning. Because by staying together, you and I can amplify our voices and change America. And the top of that list, of course, is defeating Barack Obama. To accomplish all this, I'm starting a brand new organization. Patriot Voices. And once again, I'm calling on you and 1 million other patriots to join me and guarantee that our voices be heard. Our mission is clear. Fight to protect faith, family, freedom, and opportunity in America. To accomplish this, we'll mobilize our grassroots troops to help elect candidates that share our values and hold elected officials accountable for their actions all across this country. And like the founding fathers of our country, we're ready to take on the establishment or anyone else who opposes those bedrock American principles. Are you ready to join the fight to protect the sanctity of life? Protect traditional marriage. Return to the principles of our Constitution. Restore fiscal sanity in Washington and across this country, and make America an economic and manufacturing superpower again. Then it's time you become a member of Patriot Voices. And joining couldn't be simpler. Just go to patriotvoices.com and you can instantly become a founding member of our organization. You and I weren't there for the American Revolution. We didn't write the Constitution or sign the Declaration of Independence. But let's make no mistake about it. The fight to protect faith, family, freedom, and ensure opportunity for all in America is just as critical today as it was back then. Our time in history is right now. And I hope that you'll choose to join me in this critical fight by joining Patriot Voices today. Patriot Voices, your voice multiplied by a million.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Scene radio program is back. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. I'm sorry. I have to. This chat room is hilarious. The Huntsville unit is. They're not waiting for me, okay? Nobody's waiting for me. Trust me. Not even my wife is waiting for me. She's probably asleep. And my kids are asleep. So there's nobody. Okay? Don't try to threaten me out there in cyberspace. I'm here in the Trinity Media Studios, safe as can be. I have snipers on the wall. Live. ConservativeNationRadio.org. Conservative Nation Radio Network. TheTraditionalAmericanMovement.com. TheTraditionalAmericanMovement.com. Join us on Facebook, please. Go to Conservative Nation Radio. We also have a Facebook page for the show. It's called Things Not Seen Show. So please like that also. But the most important thing is to like the network. Then you can find all the shows from there. Not a big deal. Twitter handle is CNR Show. And hashtags on Twitter, you can put in CNR Show and Things Not Seen. I would appreciate that. So thanks again for joining us. Call in number 718-305-7176. I'm Manti, your host of Things Not Seen, every Friday, 9 to 11, 9 p.m., 11 p.m. It's now 10:36 on the 18th of January. And before I forget, remember this Tuesday is a very somber anniversary, which is Roe versus Wade decision. 40 years ago, on Tuesday, the Supreme Court decided that human beings in the womb are not human beings. They are property of another. They have no right to be alive, no right to liberty or to pursue happiness. And that's a tragedy, isn't the word. It's an abomination, really. Child sacrifice for convenience or any other reason is not well received in heaven. I can tell you that. Right? There used to be old child sacrifices, Molech and Hinnom and all these examples and turn into what they would call a Gehenna, right? The garbage pit where they burn bodies, garbage and stuff outside of the city gates in Jerusalem. So it's nothing new, But at the same time, it's not. God doesn't look at it any differently. It's really bad, right? Murder's bad. Can we agree on that? It's pretty simple. Pretty simple. And we've sanctified it. And as a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking of this, and this is not to make light, because I'm not, and at all I'm not. There's a band, a heavy metal band called Slayer. Not exactly your prototypical positive image, okay? But they did write a song in 1988 called Silent Scream. And I'm pretty positive it was based off a movie about abortion called Silent Scream. It's an anti-abortion metal song. And it's a great metal song. It's fast, heavy, hard driving, in your face. It's fantastic. If you can stand it, and by the way, my favorite drummer of all time plays on that song, Dave Lombardo. Check it out on YouTube. Slayer, Silent Scream. Anyway, and they say it right in that song. Burying the unwanted child, sanctify lives of scorn, and all the rest of it. It's the truth. They spoke the truth. So they're out there. And, I mean, look, right, overturn it. I mean, it's got to be overturned. It's terrible law. It's based on absolutely nothing. So it's just a blight on us. Whether it doesn't matter if you've ever done it or considered doing it or ever supported it or not supported it, it's, you can't just leave it as something that exists and will always exist, because it doesn't have to. And again, it's a two-pronged situation. It's one, you have to get rid of the law and abolish it. Okay, just like slavery, it's got to go. Got to go. Number two, convince folks who think it's okay that it's not okay. Make them. It's. I mean, again, this is not. This is morality 101. Right? Murder is bad. I don't know who you would get to tell you that murder is good, except in this case, except in this situation, that apparently if you're a parent, you have the right to go turn back time and not be a parent anymore. I don't understand. What if people in my family have been born premature, very premature, especially when it happened decades ago. If you were premature, you know, 65 years ago, you were not in good shape. You know, babies died from being born too soon. Point is, this is a second or third trimester borderline birth. You can kill that baby legally. But what is the difference if, just because he comes out of the womb, then that's, can't touch him anymore. It doesn't make any sense, truly. So, I've been pretty clear on this, and you have to be clear. You have to be clear. You can't equivocate. You say, in my case, I'm not speaking for anyone else on this network or any listener or any family or friend that I have. I'm an abolitionist, just like the abolitionists of old, like William Wilberforce and the rest, okay? They has to be eliminated, period, forever, forever, forever. And that's what we're trying to, hopefully, one way or another, get done. It's 40 years too long. Millions and millions of murders. I don't know, what do you say? There is a March for Life on the 25th, Friday. There's things going on in Washington, D.C. all week. Basically, I guess Wednesday through Friday, maybe Tuesday through Friday. And the march itself is Friday afternoon, I believe 1 to 3-ish. I got to double check that, but March for Life is, look that up and it'll tell you all the information you need to know. If you can make it to D.C., please do so and be part of that, even though most likely you will never hear about it on the news at all because they always ignore it. I mean, imagine if you had a 10,000 people rally for, I don't know, Sandra Fluke organization. I don't know. You'd hear about that, wouldn't you? Right? Or an anti, anti-Bible rally. I don't know. But you get a couple 100,000 pro-lifers out there. Nobody bats an eye. Didn't happen. Ignore it. Did not exist. However, this particular year, it looks like, so I hear, it's going to be well over 500,000 in the March. And, in fact, it could be more in that March than on the inauguration on Monday. Barack Obama will be sworn in for a second term, unfortunately, this week on Monday. And they're expecting maybe 600,000 for that. Maybe. It's going to be far less than the first time, which was like 800 or something like that. So it's going to be less this time, and potentially the March for Life will outdo the presidential inauguration, which is really, it's really saying something, especially right after it. You know, right after it, you see the two facets and the two sides of what the country can be. So, I mean, I wouldn't criticize anyone for going to ignore an inauguration. That's historical, and like that's fine. That's cool. You know, you don't even have to like the president. I understand. But if you're there, March for Life is on the 25th Friday. There are buses. I mean, you hook up with your local pro-life group in your state or your city, and I guarantee there'll be a way to get there. So even if you don't think there's a way you can do it, it's probably a way. I know here in Delaware, there's three different. Northern Delaware alone, there's three different options. You have to catch a bus, pay a couple dollars to the organizer, and hop on the bus and go, and you'll be back by the evening. I mean, it's terrific, terrific. I will be doing a radio show that night, but I will have a special guest live call-in report from D.C., and she's a pretty big deal in her own right, but she'll be there all week reporting on what's going down. And God forbid there's any kind of event, you know, extracurriculars. I will get the straight story from her on next Friday night. I hope we can make that happen. I'm pretty sure we will. So stay tuned for that. That will be on my show on the 25th next Friday. Things Not Seen 9 to 11, and oh boy, I'm going to go back to jail if I'm not careful. And this is the Things Not Seen radio program. It is now 10:45. Whoa, 10:45. So let me tell you, there is, as we've been saying, there's strength in conservatism, which is why we're all here. And Brenda Ward has been with ConservativeNationRadio.org since the very beginning. Thankfully, she's still here. Michelle Bachmann, Sarah Palin, Nikki Haley, they have nothing on Brenda. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. It's the place to hear from real women who are real conservatives. So let your voice be heard. Incidentally, conservative guys are welcome too. The Women Patriots with Brenda Ward, a conservativenationradio.org, real conservatism for real conservatives. So we'll be back to the show right after this very short message.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic t-shirts to flags. And your pipeline to that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all of your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Welcome back to the final segment of on the Conservative Radio Nation Network. Nation Radio Network? I'm getting tired. I apologize. 10:49 p.m. here to 11 o'clock. Like every Friday, 9 to 11, Things Not Seen. I'm Anti, your host. 718-305-7176 is the call-in number. 718-305-7176 is the number. And we feel free, please feel free to give me a call at any time for any reason. And you've got about 10 minutes left in the program here. I'm not the only one, guys. Again, this is a tremendous network with tremendous talent. And all week long we've got shows that'll blow your mind. So we thank you for that, this opportunity. And I'll be here again till 11 and every Friday. Sorry, 9. excuse me. Not good for my health, I guess. Real quick. Coming up in the coming weeks, we've got hopefully guests from Voice of the Martyrs headquarters, Campaign for Liberty, that will be joining us as well. Hopefully that'll be a regular thing. I'm looking very much forward to that, as well as surprises that will pop up, I'm sure, from time to time. And as well as things that have come up in the NFL this week that I'd like to talk about, but sure would like to take a phone call here too if we can before we have to go. Again, 718-305-7176 is the number. We'll go right now to calls. This is Things Not Seen. What is your name? Where are you calling from, please?
My name is Blue, like the color.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Blue,
Hi,
like the
doing?
Color. I'm good. I did find it ironic. I'm just going through the channels on Blog Talk, so I grabbed yours. And when I grabbed it, it happened to be that you had a government public service announcement on your side. Isn't that kind of an oxymoron?
PSAs?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see it that way personally. I mean, these are things that are produced and makes the show sound good. So figure why not?
Well,
doesn't cost anything.
Okay, it doesn't cost you anything. Well, my question was, were you being paid for it?
Not at all.
If you were taking something from the government, then that would be one thing. But if you're not taking anything from the government, then that's a different subject.
Yeah, no way. I don't want to say I wish we would, but no, definitely not. It's a pro bono, thing. We could use it if we feel like it, and it sounded good. So, Figured why not. Definitely no money changing hands, though. Guarantee that.
Okay. Well, the reason I brought it to my site, you know, to me thinking about it, is I have a station, 100.3 FM here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I know that they're being sold to Journal Broadcasting, but almost 65% of their commercials now are PSAs. So that's why I was looking at whether or not there was an exchange of money. I mean, they're getting ready to be sold. It's going to be finalized in March.
Wow. No, I don't know about that specific situation, but no, by nature, PSAs are not a commercial thing. So no, I don't even think you can pay, even if you wanted to, for them. It's kind of, you know, it's done as they say, a public service. So they get some folks to record something and put it out. Whoever wants to put it on can put it on. No, you know, no pressure either way.
So it's fully in faith. Okay, now this is something for your audience to look into. I know I've watched this personally myself in my particular area. 8:50 a.m. Great conservative radio. Well, I can't say it was a conservative radio station, but it was a independent radio station. 2009, it was sold, and they took down all of the conservative shows.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we go back to 2012. The one station that runs some independent programming, they're taking it down and turning this one into a sports station.
Yeah.
I have seen where this is at. Well, I've seen that this has happened all over the United States. It's just not my, you know, my particular county, my particular state. But it's something that, guys, you've got to get behind. There is one thing that you have that you don't realize that you have the power. What do you think that is?
I don't know. I've got a lot of things. what do you think?
It's the power to vote with your dollar. You see, when I see things that I don't like, that a particular advertiser has backed a particular station or a particular paper, I will contact that advertiser and say, excuse me, the last time I checked, I didn't have to spend my money here.
Right.
And
it's true.
Let me tell you, it is incredibly powerful. Power Auction, which is the number one headquarters for the most conservative group in that particular area. When I got them advertising in a newspaper called the Metro Pulse, which is, you know, the most local paper that we have in my particular area, and I said, you know what? I had planned to host an auction with you. I choose not to. Because you advertised in this paper. Oh, you'd have thought the world had fallen down on its knees. I'm so sorry, we're the most conservative. I'm like, no, you're not.
Not anymore.
You're advertising here.
Yeah, freedom of choice, right? That is the power of the purse and all that. That definitely speaks to them. I mean, radio stations, they change format and stuff. Unfortunately, it happens. And unfortunately, I'm going to run out of time here with you, ma'am. I apologize. Did you say you're in Tennessee? That's excellent. Definitely, please continue to listen and call in, you know, every week and all our shows as well. I really do have to run, though. I sincerely apologize. I'm going to get booted off the air here.
We'll
talk to you very soon. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. And please feel free to call in yourselves, folks. 718-305-7176 is the number. And before I go here, I just want to make a quick note about my Eagles. Found a new coach, Chip Kelly, from Oregon. He was my number one choice, to be completely honest with you. Yes, I'm a nerd. I watch college football and pro football, and the offense that he brought to Oregon in these last 4 years was spectacular. And can't wait to see what he brings to the Eagles, hopefully. You're 4-12 this year, but, you know, you're going to have a lot of turnarounds. Every year you have an extreme turnaround from a last place to a first place team. Why can't it be us I don't know why. Maybe if Nick Foles can play quarterback, we might have something there. So anyway, I'm happy about that. NHL season is coming back. Flyers are on tomorrow afternoon, 3:30-ish, something like that, 3 or 3:30 against the Pittsburgh Penguins, our arch enemies. So that is totally awesome. And actually, I think this this season, abbreviated season for the NHL, will be totally great because it's so short that every game means double what it normally does. So it's basically like a playoff run, warm up right off the bat. So looking forward to watch some hockey with my boys tomorrow and get back into the Flyers spirit. And that's about it. I'm running out of time like crazy here. So I apologize if I didn't get to your call at the end of the show here, but I do appreciate you listening in today and every day, and to all our shows at conservativenationradio.org. I'm Anti Things Not Seen radio program signing off for the week every Friday night, 9 to 11 p.m. And remember, it's your choice as to who we serve. So God bless you. And have a great night. Now,